Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know where we are, Luke?
Where is that, Allison?
We're on digital, mm-hmm. on the FM, satellite, online, npr.org/Bryant Park.
And coming next week, Carrier Pigeon. Every day between now and tomorrow, I have to come up with a new, more outmoded mode of communication we could be doing. I am Luke Burbank. Coming up, the meteors, they're on the way. We're going to explain that. First, though, let's hear about today's top news stories with Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Hello again, everyone. A long-awaited report on illicit drug use in baseball will be released today. The Mitchell Report is expected to name all-star and most valuable players who were linked to performance-enhancing drugs, such as steroids. Former Senator George Mitchell has led the nearly two-year-long investigation. His panel's report is expected to be about 300 pages long. Reportedly, the panel blames the baseball commissioner's office as well as the players' union for quietly accepting the drug use. The report is said to recommend increased drug testing for players by an independent agency. President Bush has again vetoed a popular children's health insurance program. He opposes the S-CHIP program, as it's known, because he says it covers adults and enrolls children whose family can already pay for health insurance. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says Democrats should stop sending the same bill.
They're wasting time on sending the president bills or intending to send the president bills that they know he won't be able to sign.
Democrats say they addressed problems identified by the president in the last bill. They warn millions of children who desperately need coverage now will be shut out. Lawmakers don't appear to have enough votes to override the veto. They are expected to keep the law in its current form. And President Bush has offered $5 billion more to pay for the existing program. Diplomats from the European Union are poised to sign the Treaty of Lisbon. This will complete the EU's reform process and replace a proposed European constitution. That constitution was rejected by French and Dutch voters 2 years ago. The treaty is less stringent than the constitution, but creates a more rigorous foreign policy. It will better organize the bloc that's grown to 27 member nations, nearly half of whom now are former Soviet satellites. And then the United Nations war crime prosecutor is stepping down. Carla Del Ponte has worked for the International Criminal Tribunal since 1999. She oversaw the prosecution of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic for genocide charges, but she's still looking for two more Yugoslav fugitives.
The fact that Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic are still at large undermines the very idea of international justice.
Del Ponte says the European Union should deny Serbia membership in the EU until both men are arrested and transferred to UN custody. They're each charged with murdering thousands of Muslim men and children during the Yugoslav War. And the nominations for the 65th Annual Golden Globe Awards for Film and Television will be announced next hour. The nominations are announced by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, a group of critics that report for the press overseas. Now, these are different from the Academy Awards because they include TV nominations, but they're watched very closely. Many times, the winners of the Golden Globes often go on to win Oscars, but not always. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you very much, Corva.